Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about coronavirus, whether the Montana National Guard has enough funding, and the reopening of Mudman Burgers associated with an embattled Whitefish Christian ministry. It's Thursday, March 12th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. There are no confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness in Montana. However, a Montana resident from Lake County visiting Maryland has tested positive for the novel coronavirus. Public health officials say the patient did not have the virus while in Montana. Montana Governor Steve Bullock wrote in a statement yesterday, quote, "Public health officials have been working nonstop to learn more about this case and can now confirm the patient did not have coronavirus while she was in Montana," unquote. Maryland investigators reported to the Montana Health Department that the patient was last in Montana on November 2019 and did not have the virus at the time. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention classifies the patient as a Montana case because the patient is a resident of Montana. The 70-year-old is being treated at a hospital in Maryland. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's office first announced the news on Twitter yesterday morning and later held a press conference.
They came to visit a family member in Maryland and didn't feel well, and luckily we handled the situation, I think, the way it was supposed to be handled, and then our health department reported it out to their home state, which is the way the guidelines follow, and then I personally reached out to the Montana governor to let him know.
Maryland and Anne Arundel County Health Departments are taking the lead investigating the case. Montana has not confirmed any in-state cases of the new coronavirus. There are no reported cases of the COVID-19 illness caused by the coronavirus in Montana. However, school districts across northwestern Montana met with public health officials last week to begin preparing for potential impacts of the novel coronavirus. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports Flathead County health officials asked schools to give basic hygiene information to students and staff.
Public health officials want schools to craft plans for potential closures and remote instruction. Federal and state guidance does not suggest schools and communities without coronavirus cases close. Flathead Public Health Officer Hillary Hansen notes that any decisions on school closures would be made with district administrators and health officials on a case-by-case basis.
We're really going to look at what does COVID look like in our community. So one case does not equal the school's closing. Instead, we're looking at sustained transmission in our community.
Public health officials are also advising educational institutions to keep up to date on the latest travel advisories from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Both of Montana's major universities have canceled all school-sponsored international travel. Montana State University is asking a group of students returning from personal trips to Italy to self-quarantine for 14 days. Kalispell Public Schools Superintendent Mark Flatteau says the district is allowing travel, depending on the destination.
No one is telling us that we should not be traveling to areas that are not deemed unsafe, whether it's coronavirus or any other health issue.
The district has canceled a spring break trip to Japan due to the CDC's advisory to forgo all non-essential travel there. Flatteau says the district is moving forward with middle and high school trips to England and Costa Rica, both countries with a lower risk of community spread. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana State University announced yesterday that it will cancel the upcoming National Conference on Undergraduate Research that had been planned for March 26th through 28th on campus in Bozeman. Rachel Kramer reports.
More than 4,000 college students from Montana and around the country would have gathered at MSU to present their research, network with peers and faculty mentors, and meet recruiters. MSU President Wadid Cruzado said in a press release, quote, "While there is not yet a confirmed COVID-19 case in the state of Montana, canceling the conference is the right decision for our community. The decision to cancel was made in coordination with the Council on Undergraduate Research, the national organization behind the conference. Organizers of large events in Montana are taking different approaches to planning around the coronavirus pandemic. The Boys and Girls State Basketball Tournament is still on schedule for later this week, as is the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics Women's Division I Basketball Championships next week. Meanwhile, the C.M. Russell Museum in Great Falls postponed its biggest fundraiser of the year, though the other Western Art Week events are expected to proceed as planned next week. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Butte Silver Bow County health officials recommend local healthcare facilities, including hospitals, clinics, and long-term health facilities, to temporarily restrict visitation. It's not an uncommon decision for facilities to make independently, especially during peak flu season. But given the expanding novel coronavirus or COVID-19 event, local health leaders opted to officially recommend visitor restrictions. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
Butte Silver Bow Health Officer Karen Sullivan says the voluntary visitor restrictions are meant to control the spread of local respiratory diseases. It applies to people with respiratory symptoms such as coughs, colds, flu, aches, and fever, as well as anyone who's recently come in close contact with them. The voluntary restrictions also apply to children and young adults under the age of 18, although hospital restrictions may vary. Healthy visitors are asked to clean hands both before and after visiting patients and cover coughs and sneezes with tissues or sleeves. The voluntary visiting restrictions are expected to continue until there's a decline in flu and respiratory diseases in Montana. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks announced yesterday encounters between people and grizzly bears in the southern part of the state were higher in 2019 than in recent years. Rachel Kramer reports the number of injuries has stayed about the same.
Recreationists reported 18 potentially dangerous encounters with grizzly bears last year in the Madison, Gravelly, Absaroka, and Beartooth mountain ranges. Morgan Jacobson with FWP says 4 of the 5 injuries happened in 3 separate incidents in September while people were hunting in the Gravelly Mountains.
If there's a lesson to be learned from how things played out in 2019, it's that being with someone while you're out in grizzly or bear habitat is really important, and being able to end the attack and getting both of you out to get medical help.
Jacobson says it's hard to know exactly why potentially dangerous grizzly encounters are higher some years. An estimated 750 bears live in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Jacobson says recreationists should carry bear spray, travel in groups, and follow food storage regulations. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
A Canadian company says it has started preliminary work along the proposed Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to the U.S. as opponents wait for a judge to rule on their request to block the project. TC Energy spokesperson Sarah Rayburn said yesterday the Calgary-based company was moving equipment this week and will begin mowing and felling trees along the pipeline's 1,200-mile route within the next week or so. The company anticipates starting construction at a northern Montana border crossing next month. Environmental groups in January asked U.S. District Judge Brian Morris to block all work while a challenge to the project's permit is pending. The Trump administration is redirecting funds originally set aside for the National Guard towards constructing a wall between the United States and Mexico. Kayla DeRoche reports the move places equipment upgrades for the Montana National Guard in limbo.
Montana Major General Matthew Quinn says he's not certain what share of equipment upgrades funding was originally earmarked for the Montana National Guard, but the Trump administration is redirecting upwards of $1.3 billion previously approved by Congress.
It's concerning that the Department of Defense decided that that's not important for our National Guard and Reserve, and we're going to move that somewhere else.
He says this means that Montana will go without equipment it had requested for at least another year. That includes new Humvees, heavy road equipment for training areas, and snow clearing equipment. He also says it's unclear if 2 long-awaited new C-130J aircraft were destined for Montana National Guard, which has some of the oldest H-model C-130s.
Those accounts are very important to the safety and well-being of our National Guard soldiers, certainly for the National Guard of Montana.
He says National Guard leadership is asking for restoration of funding originally set aside for equipment purchase and upgrade. Failing that, he asks that Congress put limits in place that ensure that next year the Department of Defense can't move money at its will. Federal documents detailing the funding change say that the purchase can be postponed. Overall, the Department of Defense has redirected about $3.8 billion in funds to the border wall for what it calls higher priority counter-drug activity. Montana Democrats Governor Steve Bullock and Senator John Tester have criticized the Trump administration for the decision. A spokesperson from Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte's office said he'd work to ensure troops have the resources they need, and Senator Steve Daines' office wrote he's voiced his concerns with the administration. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Voters in Missoula, Montana will be able to decide on whether to adopt a 2-cent a gallon gas tax. The Missoula County Board of Commissioners voted unanimously Monday to put the tax on the June primary ballot. Commissioners say the tax is expected to generate more than $1 million, which would be split evenly between the city and county for construction, maintenance, and repair of public roads. Some have argued the county should operate more efficiently and not impose another tax on its residents, while others have argued the county is underfunded and does not bring in enough money to focus on proper road maintenance. A local burger chain tied to an embattled Whitefish Christian ministry is reopening in the Flathead Valley. Mudman Burgers and Potter's Field Ministries closed down last summer after allegations of emotional and psychological abuse of workers were made against organization leaders. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the ministry is still under investigation for potential wage and labor law violations.
Mudman Burgers is moving out from under the umbrella of its former parent nonprofit, Potter's Field Ministries. It's now registered as a for-profit limited liability company under ministry leader Mike Roselle, according to state records. MTPR confirmed with Potter's Field in-house counsel Sharon DeMiro that the restaurants will reopen. Connor Strong worked at Mudman before it closed last July and filed a claim with the Montana Department of Labor and Industry last year, alleging he wasn't paid for all of his work. The department is still investigating Strong's and a handful of similar claims. The reopening angers some former workers like Strong and others in the Flathead Valley.
Even if they come out and they do it all, quote unquote, the right way, and people get paid and there's overtime and everything's correct, there's still a path behind them that has not been settled.
The state's ongoing investigation of past Mudman employee claims has found they signed contracts, agreeing to work 60 plus hours per week for little as $300 per month. The restaurants and ministry closed down last summer after workers made psychological and emotional abuse allegations against ministry leaders Mike and Pam Roselle, allegations the Roselles have denied via other ministry leaders or spokespeople. Ministry counsel DeMiro told the Daily Interlake Friday that the Columbia Falls and Kalispell locations are expected to open in April. DeMiro canceled a scheduled interview with MTPR Sunday, saying via text, quote, I am being asked by our opening team to delay all media requests until some additional elements of the strategy are clarified, end quote. DeMiro did not cite growing opposition online to the reopening of Mudman. Kalispell resident Rachel Moriarty started a dedicated Stop Mudman Burgers Facebook group that gained over 300 members in just a few days.
Well, I started the group primarily to to demonstrate in a very big way, say, hey, you know, you're not welcome here.
Moriarty says there are attempts within the group to organize a more formal public opposition to Mudman, like potentially protesting the restaurants as they open just ahead of the busy tourist season. Mudman does have some support on social media and within the Flathead area, but former workers Montana Public Radio spoke with say they hope people are rereading and believing the allegations of abuse that closed down Mudman in the first place, allegations the founders of the reopening burger joint deny. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.